Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Walking Leader Podcast. This is Walking Leader Podcast, episode 124. I am your host, David Guetta, author of the Walking Leader and Great to Follow and the upcoming We the Team. I thank you for taking the time. Thank you for downloading and thank you for listening. Okay, so let's get started. In this episode, we're going to talk about leadership and crisis. Leadership and crisis. I know it's the holiday season. Nobody wants to talk about crisis, but that's the beauty of it, is that crisis can happen at any time because that's part of change. Just like the holiday season is part of change, crisis can occur at any time. And what is crisis? Well, remember that old adage, what is a chaos to the fly is normal to the spider, right? The spider web, the fly flies into the spider web. And so the fly is trying to get out because here comes the spider. But for the spider, that's normal. That's what the web is for. That's why it spins its web so it can do what it needs to do. So, that being said, here we go. Now, when it comes to crisis, it comes in many shapes, forms, and fashions, and it comes quickly, it takes its slow build to it, and when it happens, well, again, in any crisis situation, it happens, and it's just... You've got to let it go. You've got to let it unfold because that's the only way you can recover from it. That's the only way you can build from it. And you can't, like the song says, you can't hurry love. Well, guess what? You can't hurry a crisis along, though many people would want it to hurry up and end. I know personally, I would want it to end as soon as it started. I know I would just want it to go away because, again, nobody likes that part of change. Nobody looks for crisis except for those that are there to help with it and make it go away. But not necessarily in a hurried manner, because then again, all you're destined to do is to repeat the crisis over and over again. But if you take a sound, logical, common sense approach to dealing with crisis, it will go away, but it will go away leaving you better. It'll go away leaving you more prepared for the next time, because again, there will be a next time. There always is. It might not be the exact same type of crisis, but again, there'll be another crisis. And so how you handle crisis now will definitely set the path for the next time, no matter what it is. Okay, so we've got that under control. Again, handle the situation now. Address it fully. Don't rush it. Don't hurry it. Don't set a deadline. It will be over on this time because it's over when it's over. But if you're taking a positive, proactive approach, meaning you're in it, you dive in feet first, you're deep and up to your neck in it, and you handle it from within and without, and you don't hide it. Most people tend to just stick their head in the sand and say, you know what, it'll go away. Yeah, and that's when it comes back again. So don't be one of those people. No. It's a situation that's difficult for everyone. And I can say, oh, well, you know, I handled my situation or our family situation. Or I handled our business situation. Or I handled our professional or personal situation a certain way. But I guarantee you, no two ways were handled the same. Why? Because each crisis situation is unique. Each crisis situation involves different people. Each crisis situation may have the same cast of characters, but again, it's not. They're all different. And what I'm getting at is working together to solve this problem and bringing in professionals and dealing with people and ensuring that there's a smooth transition, that helps, but it doesn't hurry the thing. It doesn't speed the thing up. Again, I know on the professional side, there was a deadline place. We got notified there's this crisis. There was a deadline in place. And even after the deadline was met and the major part of the crisis was over, there were still residual or collateral situations that had to be addressed post the deadline. So that's fine. But understand that sometimes the crisis is not over. The crisis is going to be a long-term event. And it could stem back to that original situation, to that one event, to that one place in time. And then you keep going forward. And as you move further and further away from it, then you start able to handle it a little bit better. You start working towards preventing it again. You start working towards dealing with those individuals that need to be dealt with, in a sense of if it was a situation that called for a third party to be involved and the third party absolutely had nothing to do with the processing of the handling of the crisis, then why are they involved? What's going on? But again, you still have to address the issue at hand immediately, then deal with the fallout later. So I hope I'm not steering you down the wrong path or confusing you. But what I'm talking about is, as a leader, you have to be prepared for crisis, because it'll happen at any time. Just like change, it will happen at any time, any moment, day or night, 24/7. It's on its own schedule. And sure, some people will hold on to information long enough to then say, okay, let's do it now. And that's on them. That's who they are. That's who the type of people they are. That's what. But eventually they'll get theirs, because somebody else will play that exact same game on them. And then there's other situations that you think everything's normal, but there's something behind going on. There's something just under, you peel back a layer or two and it's something churning under the still waters. And those are the ones that blindside you, because again, we fall into this this complacency. And even though I warn it and I warn people about don't get complacent, because change is, still waters, they're churning underneath. Don't get complacent. It caught me. It caught me just not so long ago. It caught me in this manner. It caught me. It blindsided me. And I knew something was up, but I didn't know what was up or to what extreme, but it blindsided me. So I understand. I understand that, hey, it's going to happen when it happens, and you have just got to roll with the punches. Because it is. It's a huge punch to the gut. It's a huge punch to you as a human being, as a leader, as a parent, as a boss, as a manager, as a friend, as a husband, as a son, whatever the situation. It's a huge punch to that for what you stand. But sometimes the punch doesn't hurt as much if you're prepared for change and to know that deep down inside that it's going to happen. And when it happens, again, as I said earlier, and I've said it before, and I'll keep saying it again, you've got to roll with the punches, because you can't stop it. And when it involves bringing in other people, you've got to trust that, hey, they're the professionals for a reason. They're the ones that know about how to handle situations like this for a reason. And we go from there. So that being the case, we get better. The crisis seems to be a lot less darker. The crisis seems to be a lot less in your face and more of like, okay, let's take care of this. Let's work together. Let's solve this problem. Let's move forward from here. And that's my situation. So I'm not coming across as a crisis professional in the sense of that's my full-time job dealing with crisis, but as a leader, as a manager, as a boss, as a father, as a husband, as a friend, as a brother, as a son, and you in your roles as a leader, as a spouse, as a partner, as a dad, as a mom, as a wife, as a husband, as a whatever role you have that puts you in that leadership position, that you're up there leading people and dealing with them and managing them, you have to know that, hey, sometimes you got to turn over to some of the reins and let the professionals handle it. You've got to let them know that, hey, I'm going to support whatever you decide, because again, you know just a little bit more than I do. And why is that? Because trust me, what I know, I know. And I'm not afraid to share it, hence the podcast, hence my books, hence everything else. But by the same token, I also know that at some point I have to turn over the reins to the professionals in their fields. I mean, trust me, I am not going to go to a used car dealer to figure out why this person is behaving in this manner. Sure, that used car dealer might know how to deal with salespeople, but I'm talking about personal matters. I'm talking about professional matters. It's just like I'm not going to go to my family practitioner, my MD, my medical doctor, the doctor that handles our medical. I'm not going to go to him and ask him for advice on which car to buy. Because trust me, he's got his own vehicle and he knows what car he's always going to buy, because again, he's got it. But I will go to my doctor if I have an ache and a pain. I will go to an MD and say, hey, look, I have this pain here. I have this going on. I will go to a psychiatrist that says, hey, I'm not feeling too good. Here's what I've been thinking. Here's what's going on. I'm feeling a little sad. I'm feeling a little up. I'm feeling a little down. And that's who I would go to for that. But by the same token, I will not go to the dentist if I'm looking for a new leather coat. So you see where I'm going with this? Find the right professionals for the right job. It's like the right tool for the right job. And we go from there and we build from there and we work from there. Folks, I've been rambling here a little bit, but again, this has been more personal than I thought it was going to be. And again, it should be, because every crisis situation should be personal, because again, it not only does it affect the business, it affects the family, it affects the bottom line across the board. So, you know, when people say don't take it personally, take it personally, because it does. It's the whole person. So you have to take it personally. You are a whole person. You're not, oh, well, that's Dave, the business person. Oh, that's Dave, the author. And we'll talk to him as an author, or we'll talk to him as a business person, or we'll talk to him as a dad. No, he's the whole person. It's because he's a dad. It's because he's an author. It's because he's the boss. It's because he's a manager, because he's a veteran. It makes a whole person. So don't be afraid. Or don't be offended when they say don't take it personally. But you know, deep down inside, you have to take it personally, because again, it's the whole person we're dealing with. And that being the case, how do you deal with crisis situations? Do you try to manage everything on your own? Do you try to just say, hey, you know, I got this? Folks, I've heard this a lot throughout my life, throughout my adult life, and I've heard this from close family, relatives, and I've heard it from strangers. I got this. And then, pardon my language, pardon my friends, the shit hits the fan, and then what? You ain't got this. You don't have this. And understanding that because you don't have this doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means you're not prepared to handle this. It just means that, hey, there are professionals who know how to handle these situations. There are professionals that are trained in crisis situations. That's why it's called crisis intervention. Business, personal, whatever, medical, professional, mental, managerial, whatever. It's called crisis intervention because they know what they're doing, and they've been trained to do that. As a manager, no. As a leader, no. As a veteran, my expertise in the military allowed me to be called a crisis interventionist, because again, that's what I was trained for in the military. But trust me, in a civilian life, there aren't those kinds of crises that I have to deal with like that and that level. Luckily, again, I know to leave that to the professionals. But because I was there on the inside looking out, now that I'm outside looking in, I can share with my peers, coworkers, friends, relatives, and say, hey, look, here's the situation as I was exposed to it. And that I can share. But anything else, no. I leave it to the professionals. I'll wait for them, because, again, they know what they're doing. They have just that little bit more than I do. But I guarantee you, when it comes to what I know, what I do, they're going to have to come to me. Because, again, I respect them enough to go to them. They should be able to they are able to respect others in their chosen professions. So, that being said, I want to hear back from you. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of dealing with crisis as the leaders, dealing with crisis in a professional setting, in a personal setting. You don't have to go into details, but I definitely want to hear from you as far as, you know, do you defer to professionals when you need to, or is it you just try to manage everything because you're the boss of the small, medium-sized organization and the crisis will eventually go away, but sometimes that crisis just gets a little bit out of control. And then what do? So with that being said, folks, my name is David Guerra. I am a father. I'm a veteran. I'm an author. I am a speaker, trainer. I like to talk. I like to share with you. And I want to hear from you, too. Because if I can share with you, I hope you can share with me. And that's what I'd like for you to do. Let me know. DaveGuerra.com. That's my email address. And my Twitter handle is @DaveGuerra. And send me a DM. Let me know you're listening. Let me know what you think of this episode. Let me know how you choose to handle crisis. And we'll go from there. Definitely want to hear from you. But listen, if I don't talk to you between now and the holidays, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, whatever you celebrate. And I hope those of you that celebrate Hanukkah had a great Hanukkah. And you know what? We'll talk soon. And again, my name is Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra.com. And take care. And I'm out of here.